It is 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. You're listening to the Monday Morning Show. It's our mix of national news and local features. Coming up, a conversation about mental health and Mental Health Awareness Month. Patty Holacross in the studio with us. I'm Heidi Holton with Michael Small.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness presents Stopping Traffic, written and performed by Mary Pat Gleason on Thursday, May 25th at 7 p.m. at the Rife Performing Arts Center in Grand Rapids. Stopping Traffic is a humorous but honest one-woman show where Mary Pat relives her lifelong experiences of bipolar disorders. There is a 30-minute question and answer following the performance. Free will donations accepted at the door.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and joining us now to tell us more about some of the events going on, some of the things in our community that have to do with mental health and mental illness is Patty Holacross from the Grand Rapids chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Patty, thanks for being here.
Morning. Thank you.
Well, so tell us first, what does a local chapter of NAMI, what do you do?
What do we do? We do a lot with education, support, advocacy in our area. NAMI is a big national organization, but they have every state has a state office of NAMI, and then local affiliates all over the state. So we're one of the local affiliates. So we have monthly meetings, education and support group meetings. We help sponsor events like this, May Mental Health Month. So we try to raise awareness, you know, reduce stigma around mental illness, make it so it's treated more like the illness it is.
What draws you to get involved in
this? I have a family member with a mental illness. Our son has a mental illness, and that's how we got involved. You know, we knew nothing. Mm-hmm. So, and there weren't a lot of things, a lot of information out there, especially in northern Minnesota. This was 22 years ago. So, you know, we wanted to try to learn more. And then as we learned more, we decided we would try to do more advocacy and connecting with other groups in our area who wanted to do similar things. So it's gotten to be a great collaborative effort, I think, in our community, in our area especially.
Well, and you took a look at what has happened in those last 20 years.
I made a list because I thought, well, you know, I know there's just a ton of things that have happened in the last 20 years. So NAMI was formed. Our organization was formed. We have probably one of the best crisis response teams in Minnesota, for sure. I would say the country. We have a mental health education fund at the Community Foundation. Kiesler Wellness Center is building this fabulous new center that will be opening in June. We have a group of individuals in our community who are trained to be peer support specialists. So they're people who deal with a mental illness, but they support other individuals. We have an employment program in the community called Northern Opportunity Works. The Itasca County Jail and Northland Counseling have developed something called a Release Advance Planning Program, which is for people who are in the jail who may be dealing with a mental illness, and it's to try to connect them with services. Beacon Hill Housing Project was opened in Grand Rapids, and a portion of the apartments there are designated for people who have mental health issues. Healing Foundation's Therapeutic Farm, and I know you've had some people in here talking about that, is something that's new, that was started this spring. It's actually open. New Leaf Healing Center, which is a new regional crisis center, is opening now, I think next week, I want to say, and we'll have 6 crisis beds for people who have a mental health crisis, but to try to keep them again out of a hospital setting, that'll be opening. What's Left, which is the multimedia suicide prevention project that Jen Bauer began. That is another project that's happened. And the Itasca County Wellness Court. And even though it's targeted toward people with substance abuse, a lot of people with mental health issues may have substance, you know, co-occurring substance abuse issues. So that's a big list in 20 years. I mean, So it's, you know, it's something I think that people are talking about, and they understand that it's a need to have these kind of services. So it's great.
But we still live in a time when it's a stigma, mental health. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as a pastor, we will pray for people that have cancer. Mm-hmm. We'll pray for people that have maybe an issue with their family. Mm-hmm. But we rarely lift up somebody that's schizophrenic or mm-hmm. borderline personality. Mm-hmm. That just does not get talked about.
And it needs to. It really needs to, because really it's just another illness of your body. Just happens to affect your brain. So but I think it's getting better. I mean, it's you know, step by step, but I think it's getting better, the ability to talk about it and not have it be something shameful, because it's not.
What is the most critical thing we need to know about mental illness? What is it that
that it's very common. 1 in 5 people will deal with a mental illness in their lifetime. 1 in 5. So, you know, statistically, it's a huge number of people, and we need to pay much more attention in, you know, providing funding for research, just, you know, lots more attention to it.
Do you find that the resources for mental illness are scarce, or are there enough resources in northern Minnesota to meet the needs of the people
that
are here?
I think there's always a need for more practitioners, more psychiatrists, but you know, I think we have, given what I know about other communities in northern Minnesota that are much more rural, I think we're fortunate here. We have a good number of providers. If you get to Lake County, Cook County, some of those that are very dispersed, I don't think they're as fortunate. I think they have to drive much further to see a therapist, see a doctor, than we do. So I think it's getting better.
We're talking with Patty Holycross about Mental Health Awareness and Mental Health Awareness Month. Lots of things going on with it. I know we get to talk to Mary Pat Gleason, who is coming to town. I think it's so interesting when people use other ways of communicating about issues like this, mm-hmm. whether it's art with What's Left or with acting and mm-hmm. writing as Mary Pat. Now, when I looked at the photo of her, I'm like, I recognize her.
Right. I mean, she's very... when I saw her, because I knew her name, and I thought, wow, I know. It just seems like I should know her and look at her picture. I thought, oh, yeah, I've seen her in whatever,
sitcoms,
TV shows,
and
sitcoms. Yeah. I think she's been in Mom recently.
Oh, okay, yeah.
As, you know, whatever, some character on that in that sitcom. So, yeah. So people will recognize her.
Yeah, and what is she doing? What will she be?
She's doing a one-woman show, Stopping Traffic, as you were saying before. She's also going to participate, I believe, in our walk, the Kiesler House Mental Health Walk on the 25th, which is in the morning, and her performance is in the evening. So she's going to be doing that and being able to talk to people at the walk. So that'll be great. We're very fortunate to have her. I mean, I think it's going to be great. I hope we can fill the Rife. You know, it's a free performance, but we would like to encourage people to make a donation, $10 donation if they're able. That would be great.
That's right. So we are talking to her coming up this Friday morning, May 19th.
Right.
And again, what's the date that she'll be there and the walk happens?
The walk happens the same day of her performance. So the walk is at 11:30 in the morning. Starts at the depot downtown. And then her performance is at 7 at night. But we have a couple other things I want to mention. We had a great walk on Saturday, Children's Mental Health Stomp on Stigma 5K Run Walk. But we also have next week, a week from tomorrow, our NAMI education meeting at the library. We have a lot of different mental health providers that are going to be there and talking about what's new in mental health for this coming year. What's new? Treatments, you know, what are some new things coming up? And then I would also like to mention that we had hoped to have, and it was on the schedule, to have a tour of the new Kiesler Wellness Center on Wednesday, May 17th, and we found out that that's been canceled because they're paving their parking lot. Wouldn't you know it would happen right then. But Amanda did want me to mention that they will have an open house, very formal, you know, ribbon cutting open house on June 19th. So, you know, you will get to see it. It's just going to be postponed a little bit. So
that's right. Yeah. So lots of things going on for May for Mental Health Awareness Month and throughout the year, luckily. Mm-hmm. And if you need information on any of these, we can connect you if you give us a call at 800-662-5799. Anything we might have missed, Patty?
Nope. Just keeping emphasis on treatment. Treatment works. Mm-hmm. If people have a mental health disorder, if they get treatment, treatment works for most people who have a mental health issue. So,
and tell me quickly about your crisis line. You mentioned that that was one of the things you're most proud of. How do you access that crisis line?
First call is how you access it. First call 211. If you have a mental health crisis, they will connect you to, if it's appropriate, somebody on the crisis response team. So,
and it's that 211 number, is that a national number?
Well, it is, but in our area, that connects you to our first call.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Great.
It's wonderful. Wonderful service. So.
Patty Holocross from Grand Rapids Chapter of NAMI. Call us for more information on the May Mental Health Awareness events or tell us about some in your area, 800-662-5799.